Administrators at the Marshall University School of Medicine see substance abuse as just one of many problems the new psychiatry residency program can impact. Dr. Suzanne Holroyd is the new chairman of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Medicine.
That is absolutely critical. There is a huge underserved need for substance abuse training at all levels, including psychiatry in the state. So our residents are going to get a wonderful treatment in that. And again, no matter what field of medicine you're going to be in, you're going to see substance abuse disorder. So it's really critical that they get good training in that area.
The School of Medicine has been awarded initial accreditation by the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education to offer a psychiatry training program beginning in 2015. The ACGME is the national body responsible for postdoctoral training programs in the U.S. Holroyd says with more psychiatrists in the region, problems like substance abuse can be better handled.
They'll be learning very specific things about diagnosis and treatment of specific psychiatric illnesses, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression, panic disorder, eating disorders, substance abuse disorders, all of which are huge problems, have a huge economic, social, and functional impact on the community and families and individuals.
Holroyd says there is a lack of psychiatrists not just in the state or region, but throughout the country. She says a program like this could help the region start to catch many of the problems at the beginning, when patients are young.
There's so many issues for children, depression, bullying, eating disorders, stress, all kind of things, ADHD. And again, our residents will be learning all those kind of information, so specific diagnosis and treatments, because ideally it's best to treat people while young and be preventative if possible.
The psychiatry residency will be a 4-year program that will begin recruiting year one residents in the fall of 2014 for training beginning July 1st, 2015. The residents will do their training at 7 sites in the area, including Cabell Huntington Hospital, Marshall Psychiatry, Mildred Mitchell Bateman State Hospital, Prestera Center for Community Mental Health, River Park Hospital, St. Mary's Medical Center, and the Huntington Veterans Affairs Medical Center, all of which are located in Huntington. Dr. Joseph Shapiro is the dean of the School of Medicine.
If you think about the general health of the community, the problems of substance abuse, of obesity, metabolic syndrome, these things all go hand in glove. And unless we address these psychiatric and behavioral issues, we're really incompletely addressing the healthcare problems that we face.
Shapiro says the development of a solid psychiatric program can mean better healthcare all around.
Even though many of the issues that we're talking about are handled by our primary care providers, the training of these providers can be done more optimally if we've got a robust psychiatric and behavioral sciences group.
Marshall will be the third psychiatry residency program in West Virginia, joining West Virginia University Morgantown and West Virginia University Charleston Area Medical Center. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.